Dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, all saints from the branch churches and the local sanctuaries, GCM viewers, and all children of God who attended the worship online, this is the 38th lecture on Genesis. I will continue to explain the first day of the creation from the last lecture. God created the sun and the moon and the stars on the fourth day. God created our galaxy to which the earth and the solar system belongs. Stars other than our galaxy already exist in the original universe, and the earth was also created before the six days of creation. When God created the sun, moon, and the stars, the earth was a reference point for their size and position. It's a fact that Earth revolves around the sun, but it was not the sun, but the Earth that was created the first. God created the sun, moon, and the stars in the right places and the sizes on the Earth. By the way, our galaxy is 100,000 light years in diameter. It takes a light 100,000 years to travel from one end to the other. You can imagine how vast this is, an unimaginable expanse. In other words, the travel from this end of our galaxy to the another end, it takes 100,000 years at the speed of light. Our solar system is located at the distance of 30,000 light years from the center of this galaxy. Our solar system is located 30,000 light years outside of the center of the galaxy. So you will get a sense of where our solar system is in the galaxy. From our solar system, the left end of the galaxy is 20,000 light years away, and the right end is 80,000 light years away. The Milky Way that you see in the night sky is a part of our galaxy. If you join the summer retreat, you can see the Milky Way. The Milky Way appears elongated because we on Earth are looking towards the center of our galaxy, which is a disc-shaped. If you look, God created all these stars of our galaxy on the first day. Now, could these newly created stars be sent from the Earth right away? Were not. Yes or no? Those who understand the speed of light may think these stars cannot have been sent right away. The speed of a light is 300,000 kilometers per second. Which means it can circle the Earth 7.5 times in a second. In one tick, light travels 7.5 times around the Earth. That means that even at this speed, light has to travel 100,000 light years from one end of our galaxy to the other. It takes about 8 minutes and 19 seconds for the actual sunlight that you receive every day to reach the Earth. The light is coming from the sun now. It took 8 minutes and 19 seconds for it to reach our Earth. Therefore, the sun that we see from the Earth is actually the sunlight emitted 8 minutes 19 seconds ago, not right now. Conclusion that the stars created the first phase on the Earth were not immediately visible. On the first day after the stars were created, only the moon and a few planets in the solar system could be seen reflecting the sunlight at night. In astronomical terms, a celestial body that shines by itself is called a star, and it's said that the nearest star from the Earth except the Sun is 4.20 light years away. The distance a star travels in 4 years and then another 4 years. Therefore, even if all the stars were created on the first day, it would have taken at least 4 years to be able to spot itself luminous stars in the night sky. Now, the one end of our galaxy is 80,000 light years away from the Earth, and the other end is 20,000 years away. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's a galaxy, and the Earth is 30,000 light years from the center. Then there's about 20,000 light years left on this side, right? Then, if you add half from the Earth to this side, you get the distance of the 80,000 light years. Therefore, to be able to see the whole Milky Way as you can now, it should have taken 80,000 years from the first day of the creation. It will take 80,000 years to see the entire Milky Way. It will take a very long time to count from 1 to 80,000. Within the limits of the scientific knowledge of the world, you cannot but think in this way. This is the limit of the scientific knowledge. By the way, some the creationist scientists who believe in the creation by God misunderstood the Bible and insist on young Earth theory, that is, the Earth is only 6,000 years old. They began counting the years of the Earth's age with a six-day creation. In addition, they believe that all the stars in the first heaven were created on the fourth day. They believe that not only the stars in our galaxy, but also all stars in the entire universe were created on the first day. The young Earth theory itself has, however, become the source of the arguments among the creationist scientists. Refreshing the answer that can relieve the frustration of the existing creation scientists and the doubts of the worldly scientists. First of all, I said that stars outside our galaxy exist before the beginning of a time, from the very beginning of the universe. The age of before the beginning are such a long, long years that go beyond your imagination. So the fact that the farthest star observed from the Earth is 13.1 billion light years away is also entirely explainable. The age of the Earth is not 6,000 years. The Earth was already created even before the 6 days of the creation, and even after the 6 days of the creation, much more than 6,000 years have passed. Let me say it again. The Earth was created before the creation. It was much before, and more than 6,000 years have passed since the creation.
Okay.
The age of the 6,000 years is the age from the moment when Adam and Eve were driven out to the earth from the Garden of Eden. Originally, God created Adam and Eve from the dirt on the earth, created the Garden of Eden, and left them there. Then they ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of the good and evil and disobeyed and came back to the earth where they were created. They came down. They were driven out. So this is the time after they were driven out of the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve were created the earth, but they lived in the Garden of Eden in the second heavens for a long time. We don't know how long it was, but it was surely a very long time. And during such a long years, the earth kept on getting older. When I first received the revelation in 1980s, God explained to me that great deal of a time had passed that you humans could not fathom. The time that Adam and Eve lived in the Garden of Eden was an uncountable number of years. People who misunderstand this scripture thinks that they lived in Eden and ate in the fridge after a while, so the people think that there were only Adam and Eve in Eden. But God told Adam to rule, subdue, and multiply, and Adam ruled over Eden and multiplied for many, many, many years. Genesis clearly states that Eve would have more pain in conception than she had in Eden. Because they are living beings, they suffer the less. You too have a good faith, and when you give birth to a child, you give birth with a much less pain, right? Our saints, women, so like this, so women in Eden suffer less when giving birth. But Adam and Eve were cursed and burned on this earth, and now when they conceive and they give birth, women on earth suffer. And over that long period of time, the earth has continued to age, turning over and doing all sorts of the things. If the earth were 6,000 years old and the stars were created the first day, we would see far fewer stars in the sky. We should only be able to see stars within 6,000 light years of the earth, right? Also, the older people were, the fewer stars they would have seen in the night sky. However, people who lived 2,000, 4,000, or 5,000 years ago could see the Milky Way in the blue sky just like us. There have been always as many stars visible in the night skies as there are now. On the day Adam and Eve were driven out to the earth, the night skies was full of stars as it's now. But in fact, the first day of creation, on the very night, many stars were visible just as they are now. Therefore, the earth is much older than 6,000 years. However, it doesn't mean that it took countless years for the light of many stars to reach the earth. In fact, the stars of our galaxy, which were created in the first day, could be seen from the earth on that very day. How could it be possible? Because God's creation work took place in the spiritual space, surrounded by the fundamental light. In spiritual world, the speed of light is much faster than in fleshly one. So even though the star is 80,000 light years away from the earth, its light was able to reach earth at the very moment it was created. There's another important fact. The light from the other stars that originally existed outside of our galaxy only reached the Earth on the first day after our galaxy was created. That was also possible through the movement of the spiritual space. You can understand this because you saw the movement of the stars at the summer retreat and learned about the space movement. In other words, on Earth, the stars begin to be visible only on the from the first day. Let me tell you an example to help you understand it better. There are many different kinds of light that travel from the sun to the Earth. They are visible ray, ultraviolet ray, and infrared ray. The light which can be seen by the man's bare eyes is called the visible ray. Man can see this visible ray, but man cannot see ultraviolet rays and infrared rays. This light could be seen only through the special devices. The light from the sun was seen first, and then the light from the stars of our galaxy, and lastly, the light from the stars outside of our galaxy. What if I describe it from the Earth's point of view? Say the Earth has eyes, and that these eyes were closed until the third day, and thus it couldn't see anything, and the eyes were finally opened. On the first day, the eyes becomes brighter and it could see things much further away. Dear brothers and sisters, when God created the sun, moon, and the stars on the first day, the universe in the first heaven begins to operate in its own according to established laws. According to the law of the first heaven, new stars have been created and the sun stars have disappeared at the end of their lifespan. Rotating or revolving, all the celestial bodies begins operating according to the given rules. When I say this, the rules of the universe were established, I explained to you that when God said, "Let there be light," on the first day of the creation, all the orders and the natural law of the fleshly world were established. The sun and the moon and the stars, which were created the first day, started to operate according to the rules. As the sun and the moon and the stars were operating according to the given rules, many signs appeared on the earth, and the season and the days and the years were made up. First of all, what were signs? There were two kinds of first and the atmospheric phenomena. When the sun was created and the sunlight reached the sun, reached the earth, the sea water turned into the vapor and rose into the sky to form clouds. It's known that the heat of the sun evaporates billions of water per second on the entire Earth. After the sun was created, the temperature difference developed between the area of the Earth exposed to sunlight and those not exposed to sunlight. Also, even the sunlight shines the same, the amount of the solar heat reaching the different regions, such as the polar regions and the equatorial regions, differs. Then, as the temperature changes on the surface, the atmospheric pressure also became different according to the region, and it made the winds to blow. It's because the heated air rises and the cooler air descends. Due to the work of the clouds and the winds to carry them, it rained or snowed in different places of the earth. Then rivers and the lakes were formed on the land, and the plants were provided with the necessary water. This atmospheric phenomena that begins taking place to the sunlight were the first signs. And the second sign refers to the phenomena which take place to the geological movement. As the sun and moon and the stars were created, crustal movements took place on the earth. Until the second day of the creation, waters were covering the entire flat surface of the earth. On the third day, the North Polar area was dark, and the waters gathered there to form a sea, and the South Pole area became the dry land. On the first day of the creation, however, as the sun and moon and the stars were created, crossover movement started to take place. The dry land, which was originally one, was split and divided. Earthquakes and the volcanic eruptions took place, and as a result, uplifts and the sinks happened on the surface of the land. Uplifts are geological processes most often caused by the plate tectonics, which increase elevation. The opposite of the uplifts in the substrates, which result in the decrease in elevation. Now, why did this phenomenon begin taking place as the sun, the moon, and the stars were created? To help you understand it, let me take one example. Suppose a father is holding his child. At this time, the child is not on the ground, but because he is held in his father's arms, he is not tired or uncomfortable at all. Before the sun and moon and the stars were created, Earth was being held in the power of God, just like a child held by his father. However, after the sun, moon, and the stars were created, the Earth maintained its position thanks to the gravitation between the sun and moon and the stars. This is a bit awkward to describe, but think of a child once again who was held by his father. If the arms and the legs of this child are tied and pulled from the four directions, this child will be suspended in the air. At this point, the child will be floating in the air, but it will be uncomfortable and very tiring. Moreover, imagine that you spin this child in the air. He would feel much difficulty and the dizziness, wouldn't he? He's in a completely different situation from when he was held in arms of his father. You may find the rides in an amusement park thrilling. Some rides spin three different ways. Just as a top spins on its own and moves around at the same time, the basket with a person in it spins like a top and makes a large circle. And this base where these teapots are fixed along the spins. You may take this ride for a few moments, but what if you take it for days? Now, the Earth has been doing this work of the spinning for a long period of time. The Earth rotates on its axis and it revolves, circling around the sun. Also, all the celestial bodies of our galaxy, including the Earth, and the sun are circling around the center of the galaxy. Therefore, the Earth is actually making a three-way spin. How? Earth rotates itself and goes around the sun. In addition, the speed of the spins is too fast to imagine. First of all, the speed of the Earth's rotation is the speed of the Earth completing the full rotation once a day. Near the equator area, the speed is 1,570 kilometers per hour.
Kilometers per hour.
If you are riding in a car which is driving at 200 kilometers per hour, you may feel it is so fast. But the Earth is spinning much, much faster. This Earth is revolving around the sun at the speed of the 188,000 kilometers per hour. Also, the speed at which the solar system orbits the center of the galaxy is about 900,000 kilometers per hour. The moon rotates and orbits the Earth, and the sun also rotates. I explained last that the moon rotates. How do we know that? The shape of the shadow cast on the moon is always in the same place. So, the shape of the shadow cast on the moon is always in the same place. So when I was young, I wasn't sure if the moon rotated, but it's true that moon rotates. But why we don't sense even if the speed of the Earth is rotating, the revolving is so fast like this? Compared to the size of the Earth, man is too small. It may be a reason, but there's another important reason. For example, the airplane's flight speed is very fast, but if it flies at the constant speed, the passengers do not feel that speed. However, when the flight's altitude or speed changes, the passengers will feel the change. God created the Earth to circle around the sun in the same orbit as it rotates at the constant speed. Would you still say that the Earth was created by itself, even you listen to it so far? So, it's impossible that Earth just exists itself by a Big Bang. Even though it's rotating and revolving, the speed is so fast, it always maintains a constant speed. And its rotating orbits and the revolving orbits doesn't change. If the speed changes or goes out of the orbit even a little bit, you will feel the aftermath right away. Including we human beings, the things in the Earth may bounce off out into space. God the Father knew all this, and thus He planned the things in the great detail and the created with a great prescience. In such a space, the Earth began receiving comprehensive action of the tremendous force from the first day. As it withered, various geological actions took place on the Earth. Earthquakes and a volcanic eruption took place, and the dry land was divided into many pieces and started to move. This kind of a geological movement began to take place from the first day of the creation. But our God knew how the Earth, under the influence of these complex forces, would change over time. As a human cultivation nearer its end, and the end of the world drew near, He knew what signs of what appears on the earth. And so He let us know through the prophets, and our Jesus also talked about it. In Luke chapter 21, 22, for example, the Lord said, "And there will be great earthquakes, and in various places of plagues and the famines, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven." He said there would be a great earthquake, that there would be famines due to natural disasters, such as a drought, flood, and the windstorms. Just as written in the Bible, there are many signs of the end of time, in the world these days. Scientists utilize the computers to predict the changes in the Earth's environment. Many of them insist that the global warming of the Earth should greatly affect the future Earth environment. Global warming is the process by which the average temperature of the Earth's surface increased. Since the late 19th century, the annual average temperature of the Earth has increased by 0.6 degrees in Celsius. Let me say again. By 0.6 degrees in Celsius increased from the late 19th century, scientists expect that global warming will process much faster and will be result in many environmental changes. The temperature of the Earth cannot help but rise. The population is growing. The heat is increasing, and how much heat is generated by the development? Based on scientific data, such as how much the sea level will rise, how stronger and the intensity of the natural disasters like windstorms or drought will become. With this data, they predict the future. As knowledge develops and the man becomes wise, they can predict the near future even a little. Then what is that? God doesn't know who created all things. God the Creator knew how the earth would transform as it's gradually affected in the space. He also knew how people would destroy the natural order by recklessly destroying the nature in their selfish desires. All of these things work together to create the signs that will appear at the end of the world, and He has already recorded them in the Bible. So the Bible says already recorded the signs of what will happen when the Lord comes in the last days. These signs are appearing more actively and in greater numbers today. As the human beings see such a signs, God wanted them to realize the judgment is very close. Considering all these things, God set the beginning and the end time of the human cultivation, and He has been accomplishing it without the slightest error. Dear brothers and sisters, after the sun, moon, and the stars were created, season, days, and the years were created in the earth, the expression to have a seasons means that the season started to appear. I mean, spring, summer, autumn, winter. The reason the earth has a season, that is, the earth is tilted by the 23.5 degrees while revolving around the sun. Even in the polar regions and the lower altitudes, there are seasons. The length of the summer or winter is either longer or shorter than spring or fall in any places of the earth, so there are seasons. There is a winter in Africa, and in Africa, winter starts around June. Now, days and the years refers to the days and the years of the earth. As the earth begins rotating and revolving from the first day, the concept of the day and the year came to existence. The time that it takes for the earth to rotate once is a day, and that it takes of the revolve around the sun once is a year. In addition, time that it takes for the moon to circle around the earth once it becomes a month, it takes about 29.53 days for the moon to revolve the earth. That's why there are 29 and 30 days by turns in lunar calendars. The moon is revolving almost at the same speed of its rotating speed. The earth can see always the same side of the moon. Now you got it. The moon rotates, but it's hard for us to recognize it. Why? The moon rotates at the speed that is almost the same as the orbit speed. What is always visible is what is bound to be visible. Do you understand? That's why the Earth always sees the same side of the moon. The sun also rotates on a cycle of 27 days. Through the long years of the observations, people discovered the cycle of the sun, the moon, and the stars, and that they made the calendars based on them. The calendar which is widely used today was finally made in the 1582. So, even though people have been counting years since ancient times, the actual numbers of the years may be different because the calendar and the standard used today were different. Even though you say it is 2024, it may not be exactly 2024 years yet. However, God the Father is precisely counting the years of the human cultivation. Just as He began the human cultivation at the best time, He will finish at the best time. Your brothers and sisters, I told you that even though the Adam and the Eve lived in the Garden of Eden for a long time, you don't know how long it was. It means it was a very, very long time. However, this implies another fact. Days and years came to exist on the earth because the lights were created. However, Garden of Eden doesn't have the concept of the days and the years since they don't have a night, but days. The period of time when Adam and Eve lived in the Garden of Eden was such a long years in a concept of a time of the years. However, it's senseless to count the years in the Garden of Eden. Since this is a world where they live forever, there's no reason to count time. If you ask the people in the Garden of Eden, how old are you? What would say that? Huh? There's no concept of years. Once you are born there, you just live forever. Dear brothers and sisters in the Christ, I explained the creation works of the fourth day in three lectures. Once the first day creation works was finished, the Bible again says that God saw it was good. God the Father was pleased to see the environment for the human cultivation was being beautifully created. When God created the sun, moon, and the stars, He imbued each of them with His power and gave them special meaning. Among them, I talked about the spiritual meaning contained in the moon and the stars last time. Just as there are a shining star and the moon in the pitch of the darkness, I told you to remember that God is with you, even when you confront of the hopeless and the depressing moment. Now, what is the spiritual meaning that is containing in the sun then? The sun is the source of the all energy that is necessary for every living thing on the earth. Also, days and years could be made up of a sun, and this becomes the standards of the life for human beings. Now, everything were created for human beings, including light, sun, moon, and all environment within nature. Only on the earth, not other planets. So only for earth. So solar system and our galaxy was needed. Now, Psalm chapter 84, 11, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord gives grace and glory. No good things does He withhold from those who walk uprightly." Spiritually speaking, it is God the Creator who placed the role of the sun for human beings. Just as a man cannot live without the sun, the man who doesn't meet God cannot survive spiritually. You should realize that the Word of God, who is in the light itself, becomes the perfect standard of all things. What God says is good, and what God says is evil. God gives grace and glory to one who adjusts one's heart to the will of God and lives by it. But the Father doesn't withhold anything good from Him, but He gives. May you receive and enjoy the such abundant grace and glory. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits, and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness, and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer, and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.